ओम शांति। अव्यक्त मुरली, 1 फरवरी 1971। ऑलवेज रिमेंबर जस्ट टू थिंग्स वाइल्ड परफॉर्मिंग एक्शंस एंड यू विल डेवलप द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ कैचिंग द थॉट्स ऑफ समवन एल्स माइंड। जस्ट एज यू कैन इजीली कैच समथिंग स्पोकन थ्रू द लिप्स, सो यू विल इजीली बी एबल टू कैच द थॉट्स ऑफ द माइंड। बट this will only be possible when you come close to being the same as the father. When two people are similar in their nature, they are easily able to catch the feelings of one another. So here too, by coming close to being the same as the father, you will be able to catch the thoughts of someone's mind as though they are words spoken through the lips. But your own thoughts should not be mixed in that. It is essential to have controlling power, your own thoughts. Just as people have different level of controlling power over external things, in the same way, it is number wise in being able to control the activity of the thoughts of the mind. Murli, date 1 February 1971. Baba is saying, always remember two things whilst performing actions. Those two things are not mentioned in this paragraph, but in the next paragraph of that Murli, those two things are, first is, remember that you are on stage, and remember your status. These are the two things. First, always remember that you are on the stage. The whole world is watching you. You are hero actors. The whole world is watching you. So your every action should be so perfect, so accurate. And when I have the consciousness that the whole world is watching me, I am on the stage, I am an actor, then automatically my actions change. I become more conscious. We have to be more alert. We have to be pay more attention to each and every one of our activities. Yeah. We have to do more rehearsal because we are the best actors. The best actor award goes to who are the hero actors of this drama. Not just the best actor, best actor, best actress, best musician, best singer, best supporting actor, best director, best screenplay, best choreographer. Everything is going to come to us. We are going to bag all these awards. So, and there is a cutthroat competition around. So that is why our performance has to be the best. We have to keep on practicing, practicing and practicing. You know, in those movies, when they have to emote, enact one scene, how many times they practice? The director is most of the time never satisfied. Cut, 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 cut. Unless and until director is satisfied, unless and until that scene is so well enacted, they keep on repeating it. So here Baba is saying two things. First thing is, always think that you are on stage. So your action should be perfect. Be perfect even as your father, that art in heaven is perfect. In Bible, this is a statement. Be perfect even as your father, that art in heaven. Just as your father is perfect, be perfect. So we have to become like father. Just as he has reached the stage of perfection, we also have to reach that stage of perfection. That stage of absolute purity, complete purity, immaculate purity. So, and second stage is, remember your status. What status you are going to claim in golden age, what status you are going to have from copper age, and so on. So these are the two things. But here the topic is not this. We'll come to our point, and you will develop the practice of catching the thoughts of someone else's mind. On the first day of this Power of Thought series, we saw about occult powers. Second day we saw about reading, becoming thought reader. Yesterday we saw about trespassing with honor, and we should escape from all those mental punishments. All the mental punishments. And today, Baba is saying, just as you can easily catch someone, something spoken through the lips, so you will easily be able to catch the thoughts of the mind. But this will only be possible when you come close to being the same as the Father. In the third chapter we saw, to become thought reader is a sign of perfection. Our aim is not to become thought reader, but the more we inch towards perfection, we are able to catch the thoughts of others. And this, there are so many benefits when we understand what others are feeling, what are their thoughts, what are their emotions. So many misunderstanding is avoided when we understand everybody's thoughts. So when two people are similar in their nature, they are easily able to catch the feelings of one another. Two people similar in nature, similar wavelengths, similar thought wave, similar vibrations. You must have seen many times that two people are sitting and we just say something and the other person says, yes, I also wanted to say the same thing. I was about to say the same thing. Or you are sitting and you are getting, somebody is knocking at your door. You feel this is that person. You open the door and you find the same person. You are remembering somebody and that person calls you. So why this happens? When two persons are similar in their nature, or when those two persons are very closely bonded to each other, like mother and son. Mother is here, son is somewhere else. He is having abdominal pain, he met with accident somewhere, he knows it here. In Ramayana it is shown that Bharat was somewhere else. And when his father dies, suddenly he feels that restlessness. In Indian culture you must have seen in Rajputs, they go for a fight. Something happens to them here, either the lamp falls down, or that plate falls down. Something happens, they say, yes, this is a twitching of the eye. This is, they say that, yes, this is some misfortune has taken place. What are all these things? Actually, how do we explain all these things scientifically? So, first I will finish reading this, then we'll come to that explanation. So here too, by coming close to being the same as the Father, you will be able to catch the thoughts of someone else as though they are the words spoken through the lips. But your own thoughts should not be mixed in that. It is essential to have controlling power. Your own thoughts, just as people have different level of controlling power or external thing, in the same way it is number wise in being able to control the activity of the thoughts of the mind. The year is 1971. Baba is talking about all these things in the year 1971. Such a deep psychology, such a deep philosophy has been expounded here. When two people are similar in nature, they are able to catch the feelings, each other's thought. But here Baba is saying one more thing. When you become perfect like Father, you are able to do this. When you have controlling power over your thoughts, then you are able to do this. When you do not have mixturity of thoughts, then you are able to do this. Just as those people have controlling power or external thing, in the same way it is number wise in being able to control the activity. Hindi they call it man ke control ki karubar. This is how they have translated here, activity of the thoughts of the mind. Control the mind power, control the thoughts. So to know the thoughts of others is a sign of perfection, and for that you have to become like Father, and for that you should control your own thoughts, and for that you should have that controlling power. You say stop and they should stop. Yeah, we'll come to that. Yeah. Here what I am telling, first of all, Baba is telling this in a different way. You have to become like Father, and the sign of perfection is that you start reading thoughts of others. Now we'll come to that topic. To read others' thoughts. To hear the unspoken. to feel the intangible, to perceive the imperceptible. How to do that? How that can happen? There is something which all of you must be knowing, telepathy. Telepathy. What is telepathy? Tele and pathy. Tele means distance, pathy means emotions, feelings. Without the use of senses, that mode of transmission where information, feelings, thoughts, emotions are transformed from one mind to another mind without the use of senses, without sound, without sight, without smell, without taste, without touch. These are the five senses we have. Without the use of any of these sense organs, without the use of any of these sense organs, when the information is transmitted, of course without the use of all the artificial means which are available today, all the instruments and gas, all the gizmos and gadgets, whatever they are there. So how this happens? Two people are there. This person has not spoken anything, yet the another person understands what he has spoken. So how this is happening? In fact, they say that because all souls, all minds probably have a single source. They may call it cosmic source, natural source or spiritual source. Spiritualists say there is a spiritual source. Other people who are not spiritualists but they are psychologists or they believe in parapsychology, they feel there is a cosmic energy, cosmic force in this world and that is responsible for that, and as if there is one universal mind. There are individual minds and there is a universal mind, and so all minds are connected to each other. They have their own aura, but we are talking about connection of all the minds, and that is why this phenomenon of telepathy takes place. Is it possible to have this telepathy consciously? If suppose two people sit together and they try to do this, is it possible to have that telepathy? It is possible. There are means and ways of doing it. So in today's class we will see about that. I'm little digressing from the topic. Baba is talking that you have to become perfect like father, then all these things will come as a side effect, as this will come on its own naturally. But people have tried telepathy without thinking of God and without thinking of soul, without thinking of religion. Those non-religious people also have explored this telepathy so much, and it is possible. It is possible. If it is possible for those people who are non-spiritualist, if this is possible for those people who are non-religious, is it so impossible for us who know everything? And we in fact know what is the ultimate source of all the souls. So they describe 10 steps if you have to practice this. So they describe total 10 steps if you want to practice this telepathy, if you want to conduct an experiment. First step, receiver and sender. First you have to decide who is the receiver and who is the sender. Suppose two people sit, I am here, other person is there, I am the sender, and most of the time think that you are sender. It is better. If you want to practice, if you want to do it in a scientific manner, do it as like this. I am the sender and somebody else is the receiver. Here in this experiment, both of the people know that we are practicing telepathy. But in actual life, in practice, it might not be possible that the other person knows. But in here, as we are conducting an experiment, they say, first of all, decide who is sender and who is receiver. So, a receiver is going to receive the thoughts. And the moment he receives this, he will try to write or whatever. Sender is trying to send it. So first of all, decision who is sender and who is receiver. This is the first step. Second step is physical relaxation, and third stage is mental relaxation. Both people should be physically relaxed. If they are not physically relaxed, this process will not occur. So, if we have to become a sender, first our body should be relaxed. It's not that we are running and we are continuously talking, our mind is unstable, body is unstable, and we are able to do this. No, body should also be stable. If you are in pain, it might not be possible. If you have physical ailment, it might not be possible. So, physical relaxation. And then mental relaxation. If your mind is unstable, if your mind is constantly thinking of many thoughts, if you are constantly thinking of many topics, to think of one topic is one thing, to have many thoughts about one topic is one thing, to have many thoughts about many topics is another thing. Yeah. Less, positive, slow, calm, all those things are necessary. So, the once the mind is calm, negative can never be calm. It is always the positive which is powerful and which are less. So, you come to another thing. First is you decide about sender and receiver in telepathy. Second thing, you have to be physical relaxation, physically relaxed, both people, sender and receiver. Third thing, sender and receiver both should be mentally calm. If the receiver is not mentally stable, calm, he might not receive. You are sending one thought, but if that person is, then your power should be far greater than that person. Then it might be possible. Otherwise, both people should be, the receiver has lot of responsibilities also as well. Fourth is transmission. How do you transmit? Fourth is transmission. Fourth is belief. You should believe that. You should have firm belief that what I am sending is going. There are many people who are skeptical about telepathy. They say, oh, this is waste of time. This is your visualization, hallucination. This is just imagination. It is a figment of fancy. They don't believe. They don't have faith in it. Because there is something known as, in the world of psychology, law of belief and law of attraction. We'll talk about law of belief. Just as you know, a patient is there. He is suffering from some problem. He has heard of some good doctor. He has lot of faith. Placebo effect. So he gets okay, whatever treatment he gives. Even if he gives some water injection or multivitamin tablets and tells him that this is painkiller, his pain will go away. Why? Because this is a law of belief. There are every pathy in this world has cured patients. So no doctor can ever say that my pathy is right. Every pathy has cured people. Probably the disease was something else, we never know. Forget that law of belief. If we are skeptical, if we have a lot of negative thinking about it, if we do not believe in telepathy, it will not work. Sure shot. It's not going to work. We are not confident. We don't have that much faith. We should have the faith. If we have faith and if we order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea and it shall obey you. That's what Bible says. If you have the faith, and ye do not doubt in your heart, and if you order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, and it shall obey you. That is the law of faith. So faith, belief. Fourth is belief. Fifth is transmission. Or you can say, no, let it be sixth. Fifth is visualization. You have to visualize, and the more in more detail you visualize, the better it is. Just as we go to in subtle world and we visualize everything. But with what details we are visualizing? See the color, see the rays, see the person. Everything you visualize in great detail. That time this telepathy will work. Otherwise telepathy will not work. So visualization should be with great details. And they say, sixth is transmission. They say that you should visualize there are two tubes. Okay, I am here, another person is sitting here. He might not be there, he might be in some other room. So imagine there are silver tubes connecting my mind and his mind. Silver tubes like this. There's a picture also. I don't know where this. So there's a picture also, silver tubes connecting minds. And imagine that through those tubes, this is going on. The information is getting transmitted. Whatever we are sending, whatever thoughts we are sending, that is getting transmitted. I had that picture somewhere, I don't know. Yeah. This is the tubes. These are the two tubes. One is sender, one is receiver. So one person, you should imagine that these are tubes by which minds are connected, and I am sending some information and information. I am the sender, so information, whatever information, message, anything you can send. Visualize and send. So this is the sixth stage. Seventh stage is about receiver. Receiver should receive it. Receiver should immediately try to keep his mind as much clean, calm, and try to jot down whatever thoughts coming to him. This is something details about receiver, which I will explain in some of the next classes. Another is the, after this, you try to see what is the result. Another is to stop the sending. You have to stop this procedure. You are receiving, now you stop the procedure. Say now I have stopped sending it. And later on, the next step is, you sit with that person and check how much he has received. Output, result. And last step is, experiment it again. Re-experiment. Because it is not going to happen in one sitting. You have to keep on practicing this again and again, again and again. So these are in short the 10 stages of, 10 steps of telepathy. The first step is, decide who is the receiver, who is the sender. The second stage is belief. The third step is physical relaxation. Fourth step is mental relaxation. Fifth stage is about, that is second stage, belief. Visualization, then transmission, then instructions for receiver. And then stopping the transmission of the message, and then reviewing the situation, what are the results, and last is re-experimenting. So these are the 10 stages, and this is also known as astral projection, out of body experiences. And for this they say that those people can do it very well who have lost the consciousness of the body. Who is saying this? Non-religious people, non-spiritualists, who don't have any faith in God, those who are absolute out and out atheist, Gnostic, those people, they also experience that when they are out of the consciousness of the body, that is known as astral projection, then these experiences happen too much.